So if you are a French au pair dreaming of like these relaxed American mornings, you know, sipping coffee and biting into a fresh croissant before waking the kids, well, you might want to wake up right now.
Yeah, that is definitely a fantasy.
Right. According to a really fascinating interview we're analyzing today from Inside American Family Life, your morning routine is definitely not going to be a leisurely cafe visit. It's going to look a lot more like a highly choreographed Formula One pit stop.
Oh, absolutely. And that shock to the system is exactly what we're focusing on for you today in this deep dive.
Because it's a huge shift.
It really is. The deep contrast between French and American work environments, it just dictates absolutely everything about your future host family's daily routine.
Right, because our sources explicitly detail how U.S. work hours are longer, they're vastly less flexible, and they just
They completely reshape the home from the literal second the alarm goes off.
Which means we really have to look at the American workday itself to figure out why the living room suddenly feels like a, I don't know, a corporate boardroom at 7 a.m.
Exactly. I mean, our sources show both parents are often working full time and they're out the door by 8 a.m. or even earlier.
Wow. Which leaves what? Absolutely zero margin for error before the school run.
Zero. None at all. So American corporate values, things like punctuality, intense efficiency, strict time management.
They don't just magically turn off when these parents pull into the driveway.
Right, they can't. They are forced to become mandatory family values. It's a literal defense mechanism.
Because if they don't apply that rigid corporate structure to getting the kids dressed and fed,
The entire morning collapses into chaos, and then their professional lives suffer.
but wait, surely they can't run a family like a Fortune 500 company 24/7. I mean, that sounds like a fast track to a nervous breakdown.
Well, it is exhausting, and that is precisely the reality you are walking into.
Do they ever actually just turn the hustle off, or is this family existing in constant motion? Because coming from a culture that highly values, you know, joie de vivre and pacing oneself, this sounds utterly exhausting to step into.
Oh, for sure. But the constant motion is driven by a stark lack of emotional bandwidth. Like when you are sprinting all week at the office, you just come home with very little reserve energy.
So the intense scheduling isn't because they love being stressed out.
No, not at all. It's the only way they know how to survive the week without drowning in their responsibilities.
Okay, so if the parents are running on fumes by Tuesday afternoon,
Yeah.
how does that impact the way they talk to you, the au pair?
That is the most crucial takeaway from the Inside American Family Life interview, honestly.
Because it seems like there's a massive risk for a newly arrived French au pair to misinterpret like a rushed instruction as a personal insult.
Exactly. Because the work week is a nonstop sprint, daytime communication will be incredibly direct.
Just clear and focused entirely on efficiency.
Yes, they simply do not have the bandwidth for, nuanced meandering discussions between 9 and 5.
So it's not American coldness, it's just a strict timeline.
Right. They are actively saving the longer, warmer interactions for the evenings or the weekends because that's the only time they can mentally afford to slow down and actually connect as a family.
I see. To go back to your Formula One analogy from earlier, the parents are the drivers trying to keep the car on the track, and you are the crew chief.
I love that. Yes. Your role isn't just watching their children. You are the structural bridge that keeps this delicate ecosystem from falling apart.
So the rigid schedules they hand you know, when to do laundry or exactly how to pack the lunches, those aren't quirky personal preferences.
No, they are absolute job-driven necessities.
You are the stabilizer. Like when something inevitably goes wrong, maybe a kid gets sick or a meeting runs late, you are the reason the whole system doesn't crash.
And that reframes the job completely. You aren't just an extra pair of hands. You are the manager of their most precious commodity, which is time.
Wow. So as you pack your bags, mentally prepare to swap that leisurely morning croissant for the high-speed pit stop. Understand that American hustle culture touches everything.
Yeah, from the exact minute you need to start the school run to the incredibly direct way your host parents will text you during their lunch break.
But remember, it's that very intensity that makes your role so incredibly vital to their survival. You are stepping in to be the calm center of a very fast-moving hurricane.
Which is a lot of responsibility, but also very empowering.
Definitely. Which leaves a pretty fascinating thought to chew on during your flight over. Since American families rely on these intense, efficiency-driven routines just to survive their work weeks, how might adapting to this hyper-organized lifestyle permanently change your own approach to time and stress management when you eventually return home to France?